Chapter 3. May 10th. USS George Washington, CVN 73, Mediterranean Sea, off west coast of Turkey. Her flight boots had salt-whitened from months at sea, and her flight suit, under the white life vest, had picked up a long day's worth of grime inherent with working on an aircraft carrier flight deck. Grace narrowed her eyes against the sun as she tracked the plane in the landing pattern. She wore wraparound sunglasses, ample chapstick, and had brought thick foam earplugs to cope with the noise of jets landing a few feet away. In her left hand, she held the handset, putting her in open radio contact with the approaching plane. At this moment, she was the most important person in that pilot's life. The aircraft carrier had turned into the wind to allow for recovery of planes from the second op of the day. Grace had been flying during the first op, doing a mirror image training flight for what she would be doing for real tonight. After the debrief, she had to come up to take a rotation as the landing signal officer. This was the 11th plane landing in this cycle. They were arriving in 60-second intervals, and she was handling the pressure with a cool precision. Grace kept her right hand over her head, holding up the pickle switch controlling the Fresnel landing lights, reminding all the other LSOs on the platform with her that they had a foul deck. The FA-18 Hornet that had just landed hadn't yet cleared the deck. Grace resisted the impulse to turn and look over her shoulder to see what the holdup was. She had a bigger problem coming toward her. The EA-6B Prowler on approach was flown by a Nugget, a new pilot in the air wing on his first sea cruise. The USS George Washington had been at sea 2 months now of this six-month deployment, and Grace worried that Lieutenant Junior Grade Ellis Patrick Jones was losing confidence in his flying skills, not gaining it. She'd mentally nicknamed him Jittery, because he got excited easily. And from the very first meeting, it was apparent he was overwhelmed with the transition to carrier operations. Unlike shore deployments, life aboard an aircraft carrier ran at high speed with only rare pauses.